morning to you. Happy St. Patty's Day. My name is Meg, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. I don't have a guest this hour, so you're stuck with me, lads and lassies, because today is a very important day in my own history. I am definitely from an Irish, very Irish background, and I thought it might be fun to answer some questions you might have about the Irish traditions, about St. Patty's Day. We all hear about it. We know it's on the calendar for March 17th. But it's funny, you know, I have lived in Atlanta and New York and other places. And in the South, it's not, I mean, we celebrate it here, sure, definitely on Pensacola Beach and definitely at McGuire's and Patty O'Leary's and all of our great Irish bars. But it's not like Mardi Gras in New Orleans, you know. But in New York and Boston, let me tell you, it is all about St. Patty's Day today. And the celebration started about midnight last night. So I thought it might be fun to educate you a little bit about Irish and what it means to have an Irish background and how proud we are of this day. But I wanted to let you know, too, that the Irish folk, we are known for our sense of humor. We've had great losses and struggles with the famine and so many other things, and I think that's part of our heritage, is to make merry, to sing the Irish jigs and to dance. If you've never seen Irish dancers, there's such love and energy in what they do. And so when you hear the Irish music, it will always make you smile. So I'm going to kick things off today. I'm going to start you off with a kind of fun Irish blessing, and I'll leave you with one of the most famous of all. But this first Irish blessing, you got to pay a little bit of attention to this one. It says, may those who love us, and those that don't love us, may God turn their hearts. And if he doesn't turn their hearts, may he turn their ankles. So we will know them by their limping. Oh, my goodness. First time I heard that, I think my grandmother told me that one, and I've known that my whole life, believe it or not. So just for some fun, I thought I'd give you a little history just about St. Patrick's Day in general, in case you don't know. I mean, why would you if you haven't grown up with it like I have? So who was St. Patrick? So I kind of looked it up for myself, too. I mean, I know the stories from what I've inherited over the years, but I thought it was kind of interesting to look it up. So he was born in Britain, believe it or not. He wasn't actually Irish born, but it was in the late, are you ready for this? Fourth century, y'all, fourth century. So there's a sad story, really. He was kidnapped at age 16, and he was a slave. And they enslaved him in Ireland. And when he escaped to his homeland and then returned to Ireland in 432 to convert the Irish to Christianity. And by the time of his death on March 17th, 461, he had established monasteries, churches, and schools. And then many legends grew up around him, and the one he's most famous for is, they say, because there's no snakes in Ireland, they say that St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland, and then he used a shamrock. We always wonder, where does this shamrock thing come from? And what it is that obviously it's a Christian. Ireland is Irish Catholic. I was raised Irish Catholic as well. And so the shamrock was how St. Patrick explained the Trinity, the three Trinity of God. So it would be the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The three different leaves represented the Trinity of the cross. So it was kind of a neat history there. But I thought was kind of fun too was to talk about how the tradition started here in the United States. So when you get into New York, when all the people came in through Ellis Island and the immigrants, there was a huge immigration in the 1800s, of course, with the Irish famine in Ireland. So the immigrants came here and to Boston and New York, and obviously they have large Irish populations still there. But I didn't realize this myself till I looked it up today. The first St. Patrick's Day parade in Boston, are you ready for this, was in 1737, and it was followed by New York City in 1762. I didn't realize that it went that far back. And then since 1962, Chicago has colored its river green to mark the holiday. And then, of course, most everyone knows to wear green. Why? Why do you wear green? Now, I didn't get this from Google. I got this from my own my own background. You better wear green, young lady, young lassie, on St. Patrick's Day, because that's the day that the leprechauns come out. And if you're not wearing green, they're going to pinch you in your arse. That's all there is to it. So So I will hear those voices echo in my head on St. Patrick's Day. So I am greened up today. I don't want any pinches anywhere. And it's just so funny because we have so many Irish traditions in our culture that you may not even be aware that that's where they came from. One of the things that we have always talked about is the rainbow, and the pot of gold is the end of the rainbow. Well, that comes from an Irish story, and I don't have time to go into the whole story now, but that the leprechauns would search for the gold at the end of the rainbow, and it would always, the pot of gold was always at the end of the rainbow. And some of the other traditions that we have, you may have noticed at some of our local grocery stores, an abundance of corned beef and cabbage. And part of that was cabbage, when they had the famine, was one of the only vegetables they could grow at the time. And so that's a big part of why they had the cabbage. And the corned beef was because the beef wasn't readily accessible either. So the corned beef was a way to preserve the beef long enough to last. And so that's part of why that is such a big tradition. But I thought it might be fun to talk a little bit about my own Irish history. My grandmother, on my mother's side, her maiden name was Gallagher, or Gallagher in Irish. And she came over to the United States of America back in, I want to say, the 1800s. She's since deceased. She came over on a boat. It was a schooner, by herself, when she was 16 years old. It's a beautiful story, and she came into Ellis Island, and she was there for quite a while before she was able to actually put her feet onto New York City soil. And she started her life in New York City at such a young age, and I can't even imagine at that age. So the neat thing is, if you do happen to have relatives, or you might have some that have come over the years, if you look back into your history, Ellis Island, now you can go online and you can find the manifest, the actual log from when the immigrants signed in. So for my mother's birthday several years ago, we were able to get a picture. It's a drawing of the ship that my grandmother came to the United States on. It was a schooner, very small, not like the Titanic or a yacht or anything. I mean, definitely was looking, didn't look like a great boat to be on, quite frankly. But we have a photo, a big drawing of that framed. And we also have the framed manifest, which has my grandmother's signature, where she signed in as Alice Gallagher. She said she was 19 years old because you couldn't travel unless you were 18. But she was actually 16, and you had to declare your possessions. And on that manifest log, she declares 2 brass candlesticks and $6. And that's all she came to America with. So it's really something when you think about that. And then when she got to America, she met her husband, John McHugh, who was my grandfather, Big John McHugh. They say he was a big man who was as big as a door frame. And he was, interestingly enough, he was an Irish cop, city cop, policeman in New York City. He was a mounted policeman, and his area, he patrolled Chinatown when he was on the line. And one of the cool things about my grandfather was that he was in for, I don't know, decades, he rode in every single St. Patty's Day parade that goes up and down Fifth Avenue on St. Patrick's Day. And so that's kind of neat that my grandfather actually rode in the parade on a mounted horse representing the Irish there. He always wanted a son, and bless his little Irish heart, he got 4 red-haired Irish daughters, and that would be my grandmother, my mother, and my aunts. They all had bright red hair and definitely were carrying that Irish lineage. So just a little bit of my background for fun. If you have any questions about St. Patty's Day or some thoughts, feel free to text them in. I've got some more stories for you coming up in just a minute on Pep Talk and News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy St. Patty's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day. This is Pep Talk with Meg, your Irish lassie in the studio today. I'm definitely wearing the green. And speaking of colors, got some interesting texts in this morning about Ireland and St. Patrick's Day. And I would love to hear from you, 850-437-1620. So CJ texted in. He says that tradition says that the leprechauns used to wear red, not green. And you know what? That probably is true. Every time I turn around, I hear of a different tradition. But considering the fact that this has been going on since the parades have been going on since the 1700s, but he died in 464 or 67, somewhere in there. I suspect a few things have changed over the years. My understanding is that actually they used to wear blue instead of green, that was the original Irish color for St. Patrick's Day. Not exactly sure when that changed. Someone may know. Maybe they have Irish ancestors as well. But it's just fascinating, the history. Now, in Ireland itself, this is more of also a religious holiday. Typically, they start with a morning mass here in Pensacola Beach. My sweet friend, Seamus Hunt. His uncle is Monsignor Luke Hunt here in the Catholic diocese. And they do a mass in the morning to kick the things off. And then they will have festivities all day long. So if you've never participated in a St. Paddy's Day and you want to get a feel for what it's like, they're going to have Irish music and Irish food and Irish dancing and Irish beer. So you ask yourself, so what's an Irish beer? Well, on St. Patrick's Day, I would say that it's a green beer. And, you know, a lot of our local bars will have green beer today. I'm sure O'Reilly's might be sporting that. And we can't mention St. Paddy's Day without mentioning our friends at McGuire's Irish Pub. So you'll get a chance to really experience the history and how much the Irish community has contributed to the United States of America. We have a lot of Irish pride. The Irish built the railroads, as they say, all the way out west. And so much of the construction that was done in the big cities was done with Irish labor. So many of the Irish lads or men that came to this country were just looking for work because they were coming from such severe conditions and were so poor, and they would do anything. And so that's where we sort of started that tradition of Irish laborers and those folks that really helped to build America. So those of us that are Irish are very proud of all of that. But St. Paddy's Day celebrates the saint who, in theory, drove the snakes out of Ireland, and he was the one who brought Christianity to the island. But also, speaking of the island, we're going Irish on our island on Pensacola Beach. Yes, we have a great celebration every year on Pensacola Beach. It's getting bigger and bigger, and I'm so proud of the folks at the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. As you know, I was their CEO for a couple of years, and I have to say, one of my favorite things to do was to coordinate and bring back the Pensacola Beach Parade. And this is the big St. Paddy's Day pub crawl, not a parade, but the pub crawl today. Now, they've gotten so big, they have 15 pub crawl stops, and they have two routes to choose from. So my suggestion would be go to the PensacolaBeachChamber.com website, and then you can click on there and see all the different pubs that are participating, all the different events that are going on all day. I know they kicked things off this morning. They every year have an Irish breakfast at Crabs, and as you know, Crabs is owned by the same folks that own McGuire, so no shocker there. And then we also have a big lunch that's going to be happening today, and you can get your lucky lunch tickets. It's going to be at the new landing at Red Fish, Blue Fish, right over there, just off Via de Luna on the Sound side. And then tonight at 6:15, they're going to have a grand prize drawing where you can possibly win some Irish goodies. And that'll be at the Sand Shaker, where they wrap up all the things. And one lucky leprechaun scores the gold, they say. So expect island vibe, shenanigans, and hundreds of your closest friends all celebrating together. So it's a lot of like the McGuire. I don't know if you had a chance to go to the prediction run a couple weeks ago, but the Irish run where you see everybody decked out in their Irish hats and outfits and the pets are decorated. Well, you'll see a lot of that today on Pensacola Beach. And it's just a great way to celebrate the holiday. And of course, there are other things going on around town. Well, also on the beach, I want to mention that Bamboo Willies will be having their big celebration. And for those of you who are interested, there might be a few of you, they have the all green bikini contest. I don't know if that's an Irish tradition. I'm going to have to ask Robert Glein about that. But it is at 5 o'clock, and they're going to have live music throughout the day. And O'Leary's, of course, Patty O'Leary's, like I mentioned, is going to have things going on all day long today. And then in town, of course, we have O'Reilly's. We'll have the Uptown Tavern. They feature a glow foam party and live music today. Also, McGuire's Irish Pub. They definitely will be having all kinds of festivities. And I'm sure some of these places might be serving a little bit of green beer, but you never know. So just so many traditions, so many ways, but the Irish have a long history in this country, and I'm very proud of our history and proud of Ireland now that has become a free nation that continues to make such a huge difference in our world. So I love the Irish, and one of the things I love about the Irish, I love Irish music, and I love Irish dance. I love the laughter. I love the jokes. I love the accent. I love the merriment. So many movies. There's one movie you have to watch, which is the Maureen O'Sullivan film. Oh my gosh, it just went out of my head. I just forgot the name. Somebody had to remind me the name of it. My grandmother's already rolling over because I can't remember the name of this movie. But it's definitely a St. Paddy's Day tradition to watch this Irish movie starring John Wayne. And it's just a wonderful story. So lots of things to go on today. Definitely wear the green, because it really is bad luck if you don't wear green today. But one of the things that I love is the Irish music. And so for a moment, I'm going to play a little Irish music for you as we head into this break, because it's one of those songs that If you're Irish or if you're not, it's one of the most beautiful ballads ever heard on the Isles of Ireland. And we'll start with that right now so you can hear. And this is from the Irish tenors. Oh, not that one. That's not the ballad. Oh, you might think that this little Irish operator's a little had a little something, but it's not. I haven't, but here you go. You'll recognize it. This is Pep Talk.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses dying. It's you must go and I must buy. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow.
Top of the morning to you and welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And I guess you figured it out by now that I have a little Irish in my background. That song, Danny Boy, I don't even know how long it's been around. There's about 1,000,000,000,000 different versions of it. But every time I hear that, I get just a little tear in my eye because it reminds me that was my grandmother's favorite song. And my grandmother was quite the character. Her name was Alice Gallagher, and she lived till about 90 years old. So I was pretty little when she was around. But when I was a little girl and I would go visit her, she would always tell me stories about the leprechauns, and she would hide candy, and she'd say, if you look in just the right spot, you might be able to find the candy before the leprechaun does. But if the leprechaun gets there before you do, you let that leprechaun have the candy or that leprechaun will hex you. She had so many, half of them, I think she made them up personally. I have no idea. But I have such fond memories of all my Irish ancestors that have now gone on to the Ireland in the sky. But St. Patrick's Day is a day of celebration of the Irish heritage, of the contributions we've made here in America. It's celebrated all over the world. And as you can imagine, all the Irish jigs and the Irish songs, if you ever get to see the beautiful singers, the Celtic women who sing, they do that on PBS every once in a while, is beautiful. So if you get a chance, definitely do, if you can, stop and celebrate today a little bit of the Irish heritage, which we believe is everyone's got a little touch of Irish in you. So I'm going to leave you today with something special, which is very special to me. I'm sure you've probably even heard it before, but this particular thing is something that has been told to me since I was a little girl, and it's the Irish blessing. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face, the rains fall right upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. I hope you have a wonderful day. As I always like to say, be kind to others, gentle with yourself, and remember to love now, especially on St. Patrick's Day.